Please pray with me. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. So one of my favorite shows on Broadway. Anybody here like to see Broadway shows? You're a Broadway musical person or plays? Yeah. And I actually didn't see this show on Broadway. I saw it when Carl and I were on our honeymoon on the ship. It was we were on Norwegian Cruise Line. And what was really exciting was that the person who played the lead role was the same person who had played the lead role on Broadway. And let's see if you, I'm going to give you a hint. So the person who played the lead role, her name was Cassie in the show. For a long time, this was the longest running show on Broadway. Not meow, I heard that, no. No, the first scene is spectacular, the way it opens up with, well, people kind of in there. Dancewear.
Chorus line.
Who said that? That was so quick. Casting call. Yeah. So the first scene opens up in a chorus line with a Broadway dancers who have answered a casting call. So a casting call kind of goes out there, and whoever could possibly qualify can come and try out for that. So what you're seeing in that opening scene and what you see throughout the entire show, it's all about the people who are there to audition or try out for the show. And they're only going to have 8 at the very end that are going to be chosen. So in the very beginning, the choreographer starts out and he starts calling out these commands for dance sequences like ball, step, step, right, throw, twirl, you know, and repeating. And they're all, you know, running around and doing all these together. And that's the start of what is now the final phase in the selection, because there had been lots of selection processes that happened before that. So the dancers are there and they're trying out. It's the interview time. And do you remember the scene and the name of the song that they opened with? Anybody remember that? I Hope I Get It. Anybody remember that? I hope I get it. I really want it. I hope I get it. So it brings life into their thoughts. As they're trying out for this, they're singing, God, I hope I get it. I hope I get it. How many people does he need? And then repeats it. You know, how many people does he need? God, I hope I get it. I hope I get it. How many boys? How many girls? Look at all the people, at all the people. How many people does he need? How many boys? How many girls? Have you ever been on a job interview where kind of things like that are running through your head? I hope I get it. Anybody here ever been on a job interview?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And it's almost like we're saying that to ourselves. I hope I get it. And then we hear one woman's specific thoughts where she says, I really need this job. Please, God, I need this job. I've got to get this job. Every one of us can relate to that, except maybe if you haven't worked ever. You can relate to that going through your head. You know, I remember my very first interview. I was 22 years old. It was 1982, and I was a nervous wreck. My parents didn't work in Manhattan. They didn't even work in an office building. You know, that's not what they did. And I remember that I went and I bought my interview suit. Anybody have an interview suit? Mm-hmm. And so this is 1982 when women weren't taught to, well, you didn't dress like a woman. You didn't want to bring any attention to the fact that you were a woman. So I had a gray wool interview suit. Because the interviews were starting in February of my senior year of college. That's when they used to come on campus. What's the biggest thing that you hope for when you interview? That you get a callback. Is it a one-time process? No, right? Similar to what the chorus line folks were dealing with. So I bought a new suit. I bought new shoes, and my goal was to get into, at that time, it was Manufacturers Hanover Trust, which was a money center bank in Manhattan, and I wanted to get into their management trainee program. And I really wanted to get into their management trainee program. And so the initial interview was held on campus. I had my interview suit. Everything goes well. And then my callback is in Manhattan. I've never been in the city by myself. Hard to believe. And so I trekked into the city. I went midtown, had my interview there. They handed me directions and said, you have 40 minutes to find your way downtown on the E train to get to, the interview was at the World Trade Center. 40 minutes. I had never taken a subway on my own. I had not done any of these things. So I get down there. I'm like trying to pull myself together. Oh, and did I tell you? It was the hottest day in April. It was 80 degrees in New York in April, and I have a wool suit on. So it's quite obvious that I own one suit and one suit only. And I managed to get down there, pull myself together, and I'm really excited, and I open the door, and boom, 20 other people looked and dressed exactly as I am, are sitting in that room. That's when it starts to go through my head. I hope I get it. Look at all the people. How many people do they need? Now let's flash back and go back on stage. They finish the dance routine. And what do you think happens next when they're done? They start singing, God, I really blew it. I really blew it. How could I do a thing like that? Now I'll never make it. I'll never make it. He doesn't like the way I look. He doesn't like the way I dance. He doesn't like the way I blah, blah, blah. As I was leaving the interview, what do you think went through my head? I really blew it. I really blew it. I forgot to say this. I forgot to say that. I forgot to say all the things that were important. And clearly they saw that I had one interview suit because it's the same suit that I wore when I had seen them in February. And who wears a wool suit on a very hot April day? And then I'm thinking to myself, I hope they don't see the blisters on my feet, because who knew that you should walk around in shoes for a while before you're going to wear them all day long? Not me. Who thought to bring bandages? Not me. By the end of the day, as I'm getting off the train on Long Island, I have taken my shoes off and I am walking home in my stocking feet. On stage now, Zach, who is the choreographer, he says, okay, I'm eliminating down. What does I'm eliminating down mean? It's the code word for cutting. I'm choosing now. So he says, when I call out your number, please form a line. Girls first. Number two, notice no names here. Number two, number nine, number 10, number 23, Judy Turner. Number 37, 149, 152, 179, and Cassie. And so the women, Diana, Connie, Christine, Judy, Bibi, Maggie, Sheila, and Connie, they step out and they form a line. And Zach says, other girls, thank you very much for coming. I'm sorry. And the other girls exit. Zach then goes on to say, boys, number 5, number 17, number 44, 45, 63, 67, 81, and 84. And so Al, Don, Richie, Paul, Mark, Mike, Greg, and Bobby, they step out to form a line behind the girls. Zach says, other boys, thank you. And they leave. These dancers know right away whether or not they've been chosen. I, on the other hand, as probably most of you, are not told immediately, congratulations, you got the job. We usually go home and we wait either for the phone call, for the letter. I guess today it's email. So the song continues now with these dancers that remain. I've come this far. But even so, it could be yes, it could be no. Then it all starts over again. I hope I get it. I hope I get it. I really need this job. My unemployment is gone. See, these dancers, they're like us when we apply for a job. They answer a want ad, right? They show up to a casting call. We may show up to a job interview because we saw an ad in the paper, what I'll call a casting call. Oh, our dancers are behind us. And we are the ones that are trying to prove ourselves, and we're trying so hard to prove ourselves that we are worthy of being picked, that we have the right look, that we have the right qualifications, our talent, our skills, our knowledge. We'll do anything. And then we wait for their decision. We wait for them to choose us. We wait to hear, did I get it? Or thank you very much, but you see, we hear in today's gospel that that's not how God works. You see, God incarnate, God in Jesus, operates totally differently. We don't go and apply to God and say, choose me, pick me, I've got everything you could possibly want. My goodness, look at my resume. No, that's not what Jesus does at all. He goes to four fishermen who are going about doing their work as they do every single day. They're already employed. They have a skill set. And Jesus walks up to them and chooses them and says, come and follow me. He plucks them right out of the midst of their everyday life. And he chooses them for work that they can't even begin to comprehend. I mean, if we think that these disciples, these fishermen, had any idea at all of what Jesus meant when he said, I'm going to teach you how to fish for people. Guess again, they had no idea, but they were swept up in knowing something. The Holy Spirit was calling them into something that they could never, ever, ever have imagined. You know, when I walked into my first interview 35 years ago, I was seeking to be chosen. I had no idea that I had already been chosen. Because Jesus' casting call, Jesus' casting net is totally different than the casting calls and the casting nets that we know of today. It's totally different. I didn't know that I'd already been chosen by God, who came and found me and said, I pick you. You are my beloved child. The same thing has happened to each and every one of you who are here today. You have been chosen by God. You have been caught in the casting net. That is the only casting net that matters in this life. The only casting call that matters. You have been called by name and told, you are my beloved child. And you have been called by the very same God in Jesus Christ, who called Andrew, who called Simon, Peter, who called James, and who called John. You have been given this very same gift of the Holy Spirit. You have skills, you have talents that you can use right now. Right now, on this day, you have the talents, the skills, not the same, different, but to continue in bringing the kingdom of God to this very place. You have been caught in the casting net. You've been reconciled and you've been released to be a co-worker in God's kingdom and to gather others in Christ's name. God, in Jesus Christ, through the Holy Spirit, comes to you, chooses you, and says to you on this very day, come and follow me. So now when you hear casting call, I want you to think of it differently. It is what our Lord Jesus Christ does to each and every one of us. And you know how I know you've been caught? Because you're here. So now, let's share the story and go catch more through the Holy Spirit. Amen.